This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure many of us are still thinking of those up at Lismore who dealt with such an incredible situation with the sudden floods there. Philip Malloy is a local business owner. He runs a vending machine business and he's now dealing with the cleanup there. Hi, Philip.
Hi.
So how was your business affected by the flooding?
So we've got a number of vending machines all over Lismore and the surrounding areas up here. And we've had our warehouse inundated. Many businesses in town are inundated where we've got machines in there. And look, honestly, we're the lucky ones up here. We've still got part of a business. Other people with businesses have none left. Other people have lost their homes and their businesses. There's neighbours of mine in the over where my warehouse is. They lost their home. Or it went in the flood. The house will still be there, but their business went underwater, and their three motor vehicles that were parked supposedly high enough, they'll all be write-offs as well because they suffered complete inundation.
It's pretty overwhelming, isn't it? The amount of loss that some people are going through.
It is. The gravity of the situation you just can't prepare yourself for. So we've had a number of family members come down from Brisbane to lend a hand for us to do what they can, which is basically you get them on a mop and a bucket. Firstly, shovels to scoop mud out, and when they come down, they In the days following, they ring to say, what's going on and how are you? And you say, no, we're pretty lucky. And they go, what do you mean you're pretty lucky? Isn't most of your business gone under? Yeah, but we're pretty lucky. you'll understand when you get here.
Yeah.
And they come in and you can see the emotion on their face. And you because we've just got to get in and get it done and get stuff back together, we've done the emotion. We didn't have much time to deal with that to begin with to get started. Once you get started, you get going and you just, I guess, look at, okay, here's a task I can do.
Yeah.
Get in and do that and then look for the next thing.
I think that kind of helps you a little bit, doesn't it, to kind of, not to feel better, but it gives you something to focus on that's not just the loss. Yeah.
You just get busy and then you get people come in from out of town and you see them come in and they go, you guys said you were lucky and we just couldn't see how you could see that. And you can see the emotion on their face as to what they've just driven past because it's very confronting to see elderly people, young people, whoever, walking their goods to the front of the house and throwing them out through the front windows that have been taken out by flood water. They're just throwing their gear out on the front yard to get it out of the house outside so that they can try and get the house to start drying.
It's
quite confronting.
You were talking about cleaning up. What have you been doing over the weekend? Tell us what the cleanup involves.
Over the weekend, I don't really know what day it is at the moment. I think it's Monday.
Yeah,
it's Monday.
What have you got to do? Yeah.
Well, we've got to get mud out. That was the first step. Get mud out to try and get it so that you can get a bit of traction on the floor. This is me. This is not everybody else. This is mine. Then we've got vending machines that have been floating around all over the place. Like if you think of when you dominoes as you're a kid and you knock them over, they all roll around and fall over. That's basically the sort of package that we had to pull apart. And we're talking machines that weigh a few hundred kilos here, so it's not as simple as you can't get two blokes to go and pick them up. And if they're completely on their side, you've got to break the suction on the ground from the mud holding them down. So
wow,
yeah.
So it's a real exercise just to collect one vending machine out of the mud somewhere.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be through through one of the centres that I could get to. There was a quick, short shower of rain, probably only a quarter of a millimetre, but the dry bit on top of the mud softened up and through a car park, and this is like at your home living centre, it was four-wheel drive stuff to try and steer on that mud to get in a position where we could try and recover a machine.
Yeah, wow. So pretty full on.
Yeah.
So what do you think, what sort of help is Lismore going to need?
Well, if you think that it's hard to know where to start. Basically, we can't even go to a shop and buy anything yet because all the shops have had 2 metres of water go through them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically from your floor to your ceiling in a modern house. That's how much higher it was than the previous best that it had done. So it's a where to start thing.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground, but that's logistical problem as well. Where do people stay and
yeah, how do you feed them? I mean, and
I mean we've got people coming down from there. There was people come down from the Gold Coast to help out my neighbour next door, over in South Lismore. They came down. They put in a day's work and then they get in the car and drive themselves home. There's nowhere for them to stay. Look, the answer is I don't know. Don't know what it needs. But it certainly needs some help.
Yeah. Some people, yes, in Sydney will drop everything and go up to lend a hand, but for most of us that's not going to be the option. I guess there's going to be a lot of fundraising going on, the Red Cross. I know there's a big telethon coming up on TV this weekend. You know, would you be encouraging us Sydneysiders to be digging deep and sort of, I guess, making a donation to help out?
Yes, I would. The clean-up's a practical situation. We've got to deal with that. The resources we've got up here, after that comes, we need some hope and some things to drive people in the community and give hope to these guys who couldn't get flood insurance and have lost everything. So, yes, please dig deep. And if we can get some money out there and get some smiles on faces, it'll make a bloody big difference.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Philip. And, yeah, look, all the best. Good on you for staying positive. And, I know that you guys are all going to be helping each other get through this. So, yeah, thanks for having a chat.
Thank you.
All right. That's Philip Molloy, local business owner, talking to us from Lismore.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.